You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. For some families, COVID-19 has been ruthless, affecting many generations, from grandparents to grandchildren. FM89's news director Alice Daniels spoke with one family in Parlier whose members were in four different hospitals all at the same time.
Brianna Cisneros is the youngest of four siblings.
I'm 9 years old.
She's sitting at a picnic table in her backyard with her two sisters, her brother, and her father. A dog barks nearby. There's music playing from a neighbor's house down the street. Signs of normalcy in a not-so-normal year. In the span of about a week back in July, Brianna's parents and her oldest sister were all sick with COVID in different hospitals in the valley. And that same week, her grandparents both died of the virus in a hospital in Los Angeles. They lived in Parlier, but were in LA when they got sick.
I was really close to them. My grandma would always take me to the park. She would take care of me, take me and my brother and sometimes my sister to the bus stop.
She misses them. And when she thinks back to that horrible week this past summer, well, it's something she's still trying to make sense of.
It's scary for someone small to think about something big, you know, that happened.
Something big that happened. It's what the whole family has been thinking about, especially now around the holidays. It's unclear how they contracted the virus. They wore masks, they say, and were careful. But they want to share their story so that others will stay vigilant and won't experience the pain they did.
I cried every day, every night.
That's Brianna's oldest sister, Jeanette. She's 23, and she's describing what it was like to be by herself at Clovis Community Medical Center with COVID, knowing that her parents and grandparents were also sick with the virus in other hospitals.
It was very, very difficult for me, and all by yourself, and sorry. It was really, really difficult.
She didn't even know she had COVID when she came to the hospital. She was there to have a baby, and she was tested for the virus.
And a few hours after is when I started having a fever, shortness of breath, chills, headache.
She says labor was especially difficult because she was having so much trouble just breathing. After her son David was born, nurses asked Jeanette's husband to bring him home. Jeanette stayed for several more days because she was so sick.
Doctor called me, was that your daughter's sick?
That's Rodolfo Cisneros. When Jeanette's doctor called him, Rodolfo was also in a hospital with COVID, an hour away in Hanford. His wife, meanwhile, had been transferred to a hospital in Lodi. All Rodolfo could do was ask the doctor to take good care of his daughter.
Please, you know, take care of him because, you know, I am in the hospital too.
He says he lost 20 pounds and, like Jeanette, required oxygen. At one point, he was worried for his life.
It was scary. I was thinking bad. I mean, what's going to happen to me?
Meanwhile, the three kids still at home struggled to keep everything together. They say they each had minor symptoms of COVID, like headaches, but were never tested. To stay in touch with his parents, 15-year-old Rodolfo Jr. says technology helped, but it also made him anxious.
You could text your parents anytime you want, and I would get worried when they wouldn't answer.
19-year-old Valeria says the uncertainty of that week was awful.
So hard because, I mean, I saw everyone like leaving the hospital, and I tried to be strong for my siblings too.
When their grandparents died, the kids were alone.
My family and I agreed to not tell my parents and my sister yet because they were both not doing well. And so we kind of had to grieve by ourselves.
And as COVID cases spike in the valley, it's something she hopes other families are able to avoid. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.